A forgetful fish named Dory turned out to be this summer's big movie star.
Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Dory, no singing.
Dory easily topped superheroes, Ghostbusters, and Star Trekkers. Summer's important for Hollywood, and the box office total this year will be more than $4 billion. Now the question is how to keep the momentum going into fall. Right now, the plan is a mix of blockbusters and awards contenders. Here's Bob Mondello with his selective preview.
If summer is superhero season, cooler weather is when the young adult fiction folk come out to play.
The strange things going on all over the city.
Think Katniss and her Hunger Games pals.
The people behind this are not like you and me.
Bella and the Twilight Gang.
Yesterday, a wizard entered New York with a case.
And yes, Harry and his Potterites.
A case full of magical creatures.
The others are done, but the Potterites are back.
And unfortunately, some have escaped.
J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is an extension of the Potter universe with a fresh hero and critters for days, and there will be plenty of competition in the critter department from A Monster Calls, which is about a young boy who summons help to deal with family trauma.
Called from Monster.
There will also be animated baby deliverers in Storks, animated troll dolls in Trolls, and Tim Burton will conjure up a whole houseful of oddities in Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
He's invisible.
Of course. We're what's known in common parlance as peculiar. It's a recessive gene carried down through families.
Also peculiar, or at any rate strange, is Doctor Strange, Marvel's first film foray into the occult part of its universe. Benedict Cumberbatch plays the New York surgeon who travels to Nepal seeking healing and ancient wisdom.
Be careful which paths you travel down, Strange. Stronger men than you have lost their way.
He finds no critters to speak of, but plenty of mentors and mysticism.
What's this, my mantra?
The Wi-Fi password. We're not savages.
As long as he's brought us back to the real world, let's stay there a moment. Fall is often a time for biopics and other true stories torn from the headlines. They make good Oscar bait, after all. In Sully, directed by Clint Eastwood, Tom Hanks plays the airline pilot who landed a faltering jet in the Hudson River 7 years ago.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
What?
Mark Wahlberg, meanwhile, will be caught up in the Gulf oil spill that became one of history's biggest environmental disasters. The film Deepwater Horizon amounts to 97 minutes of nerve-jangling tension. A pair of films set in Virginia tell true stories of racial prejudice. Nate Parker's The Birth of a Nation revisits the tragic Nat Turner slave uprising of 1831.
What are we gonna do?
We'll fight. Once it begins, our brothers and sisters will join. And we're numbered in the hundreds, thousands even.
And the film Loving looks at the interracial marriage that was strong enough to overturn miscegenation laws 136 years after Nat Turner.
What you doing in bed with that woman?
I'm his wife.
That's no good here.
Richard Perry Loving being a white person and Mildred Jeter being a colored person did unlawfully cohabitate as man and wife.
Richard?
That ain't right!
Another legal battle fuels the film Denial.
I've got $1,000 to give anyone who can show me a document that proves the Holocaust.
I will not debate you, not here, not now, not
because
ever.
Because you've got...
Other real-life stories include Queen of Katwe, the tale of a Ugandan chess prodigy.
Why are you letting her win?
I'm not letting her.
Bleed for This, about boxer Vinnie Paz, who broke his neck but was determined to get back in the ring.
You still know how to give up.
No, I know exactly how to give up. You know what scares me, Kev? Is that it's easy.
And Hacksaw Ridge, about a World War II soldier who changed a lot of minds about conscientious objectors.
Private Doss, you are free to run into the hellfire of battle without a single weapon to protect yourself.
That is exactly what he does in Hacksaw Ridge to rescue his fallen comrades.
I'm gonna get you home.
Of all the season's true stories, perhaps the most eccentric is a musical, a verbatim musical, called London Road. Its script culled from interviews.
Everyone is very, very nervous.
This is London Road, where the suspect was arrested.
Interviews with the neighbors of a notorious serial killer.
London!
and all the single police cars.
London Road was adapted from a stage production, while quite a few fall films were adapted from novels. Philip Roth's Pulitzer-winning American Pastoral, say, about a man whose life comes apart when his daughter becomes a revolutionary.
Police have widened their search for the missing teenager.
The bestseller Girl on a Train, also centered on a young woman gone missing.
I saw her from the train.
The Da Vinci Code series returns with symbologist Tom Hanks unraveling the mysteries of Dante in Inferno.
These circles of hell have been rearranged.
Why Dante?
Dante's death mask.
Yes.
We've got to get to Florence.
And Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher, well, who knows what he'll get up to in Never Go Back.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me.
First, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
Just going to keep on ringing.
Also from literary sources, the marital drama Nocturnal Animals with Jake Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams, and a war hero epic that Ang Lee shot at a hyper-realistic 120 frames per second. It's called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
It's sort of weird being on it for the worst day of your life.
Shooting at five times the usual film speed makes this one sound a little experimental, but there are also reassuringly tried and true projects, a new mockumentary, for instance, from the director of Best in Show. Christopher Guest's Mascots is about the Fluffies, a competition for the nation's best sports mascot.
I went to the Fluffies 5 years ago. I got honorable mention. That's like first place, really, but it's a weird first place.
Also more or less pre-sold are sequels for the Bridget Jones and Blair Witch movies and a high-powered remake of an iconic Western.
We're decent people being driven from our homes.
So you seek revenge?
I seek righteousness, but I'll take revenge.
Director Antoine Fuqua has upgraded the firepower a bit for his new Magnificent Seven, bringing a Gatling gun to the big showdown. And speaking of showdowns, the Affleck brothers are going head-to-head in two of the season's most anticipated dramas, Ben Affleck playing an autistic genius in The Accountant.
I have difficulty socializing with other people.
While Casey Affleck plays a grief-stricken guardian in Manchester by the Sea.
What happened to my brother?
The story of estranged family members who must learn to communicate. Manchester by the Sea is already garnering Oscar talk. And if you think family communication is tough, try talking with aliens from another planet. That's what Amy Adams has to do, with the stakes very high, in Arrival.
We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a weapon and a tool. Language is messy, and sometimes one can be both.
All this before Thanksgiving and the arrival of year-end blockbusters and awards contenders. Hollywood is messy, and sometimes one can be both. I'm Bob Mondello.